Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 31st, 2023, last day of the month, and we are here for 5D immersion. This is the third time we've done this, if recollection serves, and this has proved to be a very popular event and very powerful too in our last iterations. So I'll first want to thank all the folks I'm seeing in the live window to welcome you. So welcome Angela, Brian, Claire, Eric, Jan, Jeannie, Jesse, Kathy, Laura, Lauren, Marie, Marcy, Patricia, Phyllis, Richard, Roberta, Stephanie, Teresa, and we've got a phone caller as well. So welcome one and all, and also big welcome to all of you who are joining us via the recording. There's more you guys than live, and appreciate you being here equally much. And our experience has shown that folks coming into the archive recording get as much benefit as the folks on the live call. So either way is great. So what's 5D immersion? Let me just kind of lay out. I know there's probably some people here who haven't done this before. So we'll start the way we do with most of our experiential events. After the intro, I will call the directions, call the allies, set up the safe, sacred container, invite you into embodied awakening. And then we'll simply invoke maximum 5D immersion that serves highest good. And at that point, we relax, go passive. And since the allies are working with each of you individually, depending on how much ability you already have to get there, if you have good access, then you'll go into 5D to some extent and have that experience, which is, I tried to describe it in the description, but it's pretty much beyond language, but it's pretty amazing. But if you have a lot of heavy stuff in the way of your 5D experience, then your experience may be mostly about healing. The allies says, well, you want to get to 5D, all this stuff's in the way. We need to spend our time clearing out the heavy energy that's in the way of your ability to get to 5D. So depends how much stuff you have in the way energetically. And that's not a judgment thing. God knows I spent years and years and years with lots of stuff in the way, and I still have some stuff in the way. So, you know, my experience now, my belief is that it may not even be possible to 100% master any level of consciousness while you're still in human form. Chances are there's still some heavy stuff in the way. There's still the possibility of breaking through a deeper experience of any of these levels. So I never, you know, hold it in my mind that I've mastered any of them. You know, I'm getting better access over time, but there's literally no way of knowing how much more access you could get because those levels are literally outside your ability to imagine. But you experience them when you open to them. So I hope that is a coherent explanation of why, you know, all of us could probably go deeper at any level. At least that's what I'm believing right now. And I could be wrong, but that's just what I think. So without further ado, let's actually do this. As always, I request everyone, whether you're live or on the recording, to give us your full and undivided attention. The nature of these events is the energetic field is co-created by everybody. That's folks on the live call and folks on the recording. So my basic guideline is just pretend you're right here in the room with me and behave as if we were right here in the same room together. You know, same complete focus the best you can. If something comes up and you have to leave early or you realize I'm going to be seriously distracted, I can't really be fully present, then it's okay to ditch the call. Just say to the allies, hey, please ease me out of the field. I have to go off. And then you can always come back later in the archive since you're an Awakening Plus member and you can access this in the archive very soon after the live event. So it'll be just as juicy there. All right, so that's how it works. Let me do a big old yawn. On a personal note, I did 4 recording sessions between last week and this week and have the base recording done for my new audiobook. And it's going to take about a week for the studio to do their thing and get me the file for my listening. And then there may be a few what are called pickups where you go and redo certain bits. But I'm really hoping that within a couple of weeks, that thing will be put to bed and I'll be able to upload it to Audible. It's the Instant Divine Assistance book I'm talking about, of course. And once that's wrapped, then I can go into the membership and I can redo our invocation course. And I'm really excited that I can, that's the first course we put in there and it definitely needs an upgrade and it's basically going to become the audiobook at that point. So I'm excited to get the audiobook buttoned up and finalized so I can then upgrade our course. So anyway, just I'm a little excited about that. And I'm not making a big deal out of that to the broad public I reach, but I wanted you guys to know. All right. So now I'll just let that go and we'll do our thing here. So the yawning. It's not fatigue. It's just energy releasing. Please close. I'm assuming now that you can give me your full and undivided attention. So I'm also going to assume it's safe for you to close your eyes. So please do that. If you can, do that safely. Just become aware of how your body feels and your energy body as well. Just get in your baseline. Alrighty. So please remain passive while I call the directions and call in our divine helpers and set up our container. Just feel what's happening energetically if you have that awareness. If not, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, I invite you just to be passive. I got me yawning a lot tonight. Here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kiti. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. Higher self, please take over, please operate and occupy Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call spirit songs higher self, Amma the hugging saint. Of course, all beings I'm calling here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everybody, please fully relax, be completely passive. Please let the allies create this for us. Let your ego rest, please. Yeah, they got it covered. Thank you, allies. We're good. Anyone who wishes to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call those now. This works whether you're live or on the recording. Just a moment longer for additional allies. Again, please don't force them in through effort. Just invite them and let them come if they want to. Yeah, that feels a lot more spacious. All right, take a moment, feel the energy in and around you. See if you already feel different than when we started. Now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation, where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So let's do it. I'm going to have you speak to your higher self, the usual 8 words. Please repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. As your ego rests, your higher self is merging with you, again, as much as serves highest good, only as much as you're ready for. When you're fully merged, then there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, All this is effortless. As the merging is happening, please remain fully passive. The more passive you are, the easier it is for your higher self to come in and merge with you. No effort of any kind, just passive allowing. If you get distracted, just return your attention to feeling that divine energy coming in, if you can feel that. If not, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And I recommend using the least effort that allows you to feel this energy or feel your breath. Even zero effort might be enough for that. Yeah, the group feels feeling really good for the invocation. You all just relax, be passive, let it come to you. Remembering that any ego effort beyond passive feeling will slow it down or stop it. Let your higher self come on its own. That's feeling really sweet. So just feel how you feel now. Again, if you're fully in embodied awakening, there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, it's effortless. If you're fully there, that's awesome. If you're partway there, that's awesome. Just let it be as strong as it's willing to be right now. And now we're ready to call for the maximum 5D immersion that serves highest good. So this is obviously a level way beyond normal ego awareness. So if you haven't been there, there's really no way to describe it. You'll just know it when you get there. And as I said earlier, if you're open and the pathway is pretty clear, then you'll be able to go into it, at least to some degree. And if you're not quite that open, then your experience will be mostly about the divine helpers getting the heavy stuff out of the way that will make your movement into 5D possible. So please release any attachment to whether your experience will be more blissful and ecstatic or more about an intense energy clearing. Just let it be what it is. Try to have no preference. Your allies will be giving you what serves you best. And as the third Chinese patriarch of Zen famously said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. So do your best. So now we're going to invoke that. I'm going to invite you to repeat it after me. Again, it's only 8 words, so say this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum 5D immersion that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and full, absolute passivity. I promise you, your ego cannot get you there. Don't even try to get there that way. Let your ego become completely passive and open to the higher self and the divine allies. Please let them do the 5D for you. So now just relax. Everyone's going to have a different experience. Again, whether yours is more about ecstasy or challenging energetic release, just let it be what it is. Might be some of both. We'll just have to see. And as with many events, if you come back to this in the archive and do it more than once, chances are very good every time you come back, you'll have a different experience because you'll be energetically different every time you return to the recording. So just let it be what it is each time. Well, right now I'm feeling a whole lot of stuff shaken up and flushing out. So it looks like many of us are having a pretty big clearing. My experience when I lead an event is what most of the people on the call are experiencing. So the majority experience, at least, is heavy energy release right now. If at any point your experience is different than what I'm describing, go with your experience. Please do not use effort to try to match my description. Let your experience be the bespoke experience that the divine is giving you. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, please allow that if possible. Also, please allow, if possible, if your body naturally wants to make sound or cry or stomp or flail your arms or whatever your body wants to do to move stuff, I encourage you to please allow that if possible. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do let your body do the things it naturally wants to do to move energy, if possible. So I'll just have to follow my guidance that there may be periods of silence. If so, just stay with your process. Even if I'm not speaking for a while, I'll be with you energetically. Oh, the energy is so strong. Wow. I'm feeling very different energetically. There's like higher vibration energy and there's a strong heavy energy flush all at the same time. Again, I invite you just to experience whatever your experience is, letting it simply be what it is for as long as it wants to be like that. Releasing preference, knowing that your higher self and these allies know exactly what you need in this process, and allowing them to give you that experience. Remember, the more challenging heavy energy release is what clears away the heavy stuff that's between you and the higher divine consciousness, including 5D. So you have to be willing to go through those cleansing processes to be more deeply and permanently awakened to higher levels. Ooh, strong energy. Again, I ask for your undivided attention on this event, whether you're live or on the recording. The more each of us gives our full attention to what we're doing without distraction, to the best of our ability, the more powerful it's going to be for everybody, because we're all co-creating the field. Yeah, the allies are moving a lot of energy. And just do your best to stay conscious in this very intense energy field. If you get distracted, at some point you'll notice it happen and just come back to feeling whatever's happening in your body. Remember, the more passive you are, the better it works. The allies are doing it for you. Your human part is simply receiving the blessing. Don't try to understand it. It's beyond human comprehension. Just be with the experience. This said, be just as willing to experience heavy energy flushing up for release. Be willing to feel it, to heal it. And that will make it easier to experience 5D and other higher states after you clear that heavy stuff out of the way. Remember, you don't have to know anything about what's clearing. Just feel it. Don't get analytical about it. If there's anything you need to know about it, your higher self will let you know. Otherwise, just let it be anonymous energy. I've got a lot of drainage out of my feet, some out of my hands, and a whole lot of shaking going on. And your frequency just kicked in. Some of you might have felt that there. Very noticeable new frequency. Feels really good. You've got a very powerful field working. Just relax and let it give you whatever particular experience will serve you best to either move you into 5D or clear whatever's in the way of it the best it can. We have a very strong field tonight. Y'all are doing a magnificent job of holding the container. Again, it's your full attention to the process, doing only this, that makes it so powerful. That and passively allowing our beautiful divine allies to do all this for us. And they're happy to oblige. Feeling a very unique and strong frequency in the field. I apologize that it's beyond verbalizing, but if you're feeling it, you know what I'm talking about. I was just saying, this is 5D. At least the best that each of you can receive it right now. If straight up 5D is too much for some of us, they're modifying it to make it tolerable. And again, giving each person only as much as they can integrate. I can feel the energy penetrating more deeply into the body now. As always, what the allies do at times like this is beyond human comprehension. I just recommend opening, allowing, letting them do their helpful things. Even if your ego can't comprehend, at least in all its fullness, what they're doing. Most of this is above human pay grade. You'll definitely get significant benefit if you let them do it. And it's your passivity, you're just being with the process, you're allowing, not in any way trying to control or influence the experience, but just opening to what they're giving you because they know exactly what you need. The more you do that, the better it's going to work. A big part of the process is releasing ego control, trusting the divine allies to give you what you need, even if your ego has no clue what that is. Again, absolute passivity. No effort, no willpower, no controlling, no visualizing, just passivity, allowing, feeling whatever's happening. Just being in complete acceptance of whatever's happening the very best you can. That will give you the greatest benefit and will also benefit everyone else who's experiencing this call live or via the recording. And right now you might be getting an especially strong energetic boost, some strong, intense energy coming in right now. Just relax and receive that the very best you can. The allies will never overwhelm you in any Awakening Plus event. It may be intense. It will never be more than you can do. I invite you to open fully, to give yourself the greatest benefit, knowing that you can open fully, safely, with no concern of overwhelm. So I'm feeling kind of both and. I'm feeling some of that 5D frequency. And I'm feeling heavy energy release lower down as well, all at the same time. So just know that you might be feeling both significant ecstasy and challenge as heavy energy releases, and it could all be running at the same time. Your passivity allows all that to go at the same time. Yeah, they're taking it up as intense as each of us can do. So relax. Please open as fully as you can to whatever intensity you're experiencing, whether it's ecstatic or challenging or both. Just be with it the very best you can, passively. This lets these beautiful divine helpers give you the greatest cleansing or the greatest boost into higher consciousness that serves highest good. Feeling some discomfort in your brain. That's just upgrades. Let it be there. And that is subtle and beautiful. Just relax into this right here. The technique is always the same. Complete passivity and allowing to this unique, customized experience just for you. There's a little more effort in our collective field than is serving us. So if you're putting out any kind of effort or control, please try just fully. I think there's at least one person who's afraid that if they don't try to control it, they'll get overwhelmed in some way. But I invite you to put that to the test. Relax fully, open to it completely, and see what actually happens. Yeah, I promise you it will be intense. It will not be too much. If you try that for a bit and you don't feel like you can do it, then do what you got to do. But give it a chance. Try opening fully. The Divine Allies titrate challenge so that you're only given as much as you can actually do. Just relax, let it do its thing. Those who are conscious enough, awake enough, are having kind of a group blending thing happening as well. Just relax into that as well. That's the bliss puree part I mentioned in the write-up. And the more you allow yourself to move into this higher dimension, the greater your service capacity will become to help all of us folks on Earth awaken more quickly. Everybody wins, you and those who can then serve more capably. Yeah, it's still really intense. Just relax and let it do its magic. Okay, now they've for most of us at least, have cleared as much heavy as they're going to. Now they're going to max out the bliss factor as much as they can, move you as close to 5D as is going to serve highest good for you. So just relax into the sweeter energies now. Yeah, just relax fully into the deepest euphoria that they're going to open you to. Five D is an intensely euphoric state, and you go deep into it. And now they're beginning integration of all this into physical body. Again, if your experience is different than what I'm describing, relax into whatever your experience actually is. But it feels like for most of us, you're going to now gradually integrate this energy into the physical form the best they can. And you're going to feel more and more physically grounded as this process moves toward closure. Then we have to shake some heavy energy out of the physical body to make room for this higher frequency stuff. Just let that be what it is. So I'm feeling a little more embodied. They're still very much working on that integration. But I'm now feeling mostly present in the physical body. Although, of course, it feels very different than when we started. Much more energetic. Much more feeling like vibrating energy than solid matter. Which is, of course, rather typical for our energetic events as we get toward the end. Thank you, allies. Now, this last little bit, they're just giving each person whatever they most need. So we'll leave a moment for these little custom tune-ups for each person. I can't narrate these because there's too many different ones happening. Okay, the frequency is getting pretty interesting. Just relax into this. This may be a new level for you. Please just open and relax into it the best you can. Yeah, that feels pretty solid. Allies. We are so grateful for this beautiful experience. We ask that you share the wealth. So please radiate this good medicine out to everyone on planet Earth, everyone and everything on planet Earth who will benefit from it. Thank you. The allies are spreading it around. bringing in more from source. So each of us will end up with even more of this than we would have had before the sharing, since there is infinite supply from divine source. So we're just humans, just relax, just let it come through us like a hollow-reed invocation. Let's let the allies spread this good medicine around the planet. And now, allies, please spread this good medicine wherever else in the universe it will serve highest good. And doesn't that feel different as they spread that around? Much subtler. That feels pretty embodied. Just feel for a moment if they're done. Yeah, that feels pretty solid. Okay, I'm going to close the container, and then we'll open it up for feedback and questions. After I yawn again. Pachamama. Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kuiti. Thank you, allies. Oh, that feels really good at the end. Thank you so much, allies. Thanks for helping each of us get as fully into 5D as serves highest good, and cleaning us up so we can get there more easily in the future. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Please stay with each person who's been part of this experience for as long as it serves that person's highest good, allies. Thank you. Beautiful allies. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? And that closes the container officially. The allies will probably keep hanging around and giving us some good juju, but I now want to open it up for anyone who's got a question or comment. If you got to go, feel free to go, and you're welcome to hang around. All right, unmuting is now available. If anyone on the live call wants to just unmute themselves and speak, or you're welcome to type in the chat. The floor is open. Oh, the allergist hand. That was a best of. Put it in the best of category. That was such deep, strong energy.
Hi, Benjamin. It's Anjali.
Anjali, hey.
So I love that even after, 8 years, 9 years of working with you, I still get surprised. So, yeah, best of is definitely, this is best of. This is like complete interstructural work going on. And I had something that I don't recall ever happening. The majority of the work went down the left side of my body today. And it just, it's like the right side of my body didn't even exist. The left side was getting upgrades like mad. So wow. That was a wildly fun thing to experience and feel very different coming out of it than I did going in. So better, great session.
I guess your right side feels left out, huh?
There you go.
Well, good. I'm so glad you had a good experience, Anjali. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, as you said, Anjali's one of our longest staying members for the membership. Let's see. We got some typing. Jesse typed wonderful waves of energetic upgrades. Thank you. She's got a couple of applauding hands there. And Phyllis says, very beautiful, relaxing, and full of light. Awesome. Glad you had a good experience, Phyllis. And Claire says, very nice, peaceful. Great. I'm glad you had a good, peaceful experience, Claire. Any other feedback, questions, anything? Well, they're just, I don't know if y'all can feel that frequency shift right there, but they just shifted it again. Lauren says, I put Tiger Balm on my shoulder blade before the call, but my whole body was tingling like Tiger Balm. That's sweet. Yay. And that's Tiger Balm, in case anyone didn't catch that. We don't want any exploding tigers on our bodies. Any other questions or comments? Oh, there's another wave coming in. I guess as long as y'all are hanging around, we'll keep throwing blessings at you. We have such great allies. And such great members, too. Appreciate all of you showing up. It was our combined energy and intention and ability that created this amazing event. Well, it's getting kind of quiet. So just a moment longer for any questions or comments before we wrap it up. But do jump in if you have something to ask or share. Teresa says, thank you. Thank you for being here, Teresa. I'm glad you're showing up. Wow. They just keep making the energy sweeter. Yeah. All right. Last call. Any questions or comments? All right. I think that's it then. Thank you all so much. I'm glad that you were here and got some good juju from this, hopefully. And this week we have three more events, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Check your email to learn more about those. Hope you can make as many of those as serves your highest good. And big blessings to all of you. Good night. And thanks again for being members of Awakening Plus.